Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
From Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. I also want to take this opportunity to thank all of my guests for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. And don't forget to go and leave me a voicemail on the feedback. You may even be on my show. I definitely would like to know what you think of the shows and how it's a blessing to your life. Tonight, I will be talking about if you're not on a mission, you're living a life of misery. Now, let me explain what I mean. The definition of mission is an important assignment carried out for political, religious, or commercial purposes. As you all know, I'm a prophetess of God, so I will kind of be taking out that religious part and letting you know how to apply that part to the mission that you've been placed on this earth. So many things are going wrong on this earth today, and you must know what your mission is, okay? Because each one of you have a specific gift on the inside of you that God has placed you to be on this earth to bless other people with. Regardless of what you're doing here, you must know the mission. You must know the mission. Because it's the mission and misery is like good versus bad, okay? And nobody wants to live a bad life. So we're trying to live this good life for the time that we have here on this earth, because we're just passing through. This is not our permanent home. We're just passing through. We're citizens of heaven, and that's where we're trying to get to. In order to get there, you must know your mission. You must know your mission, and you must be performing that mission. So if you don't know your mission, I challenge you to pray to God and ask him, why did he place you on this earth? Because as I've said many times, a lot of people are on this earth just existing. They're not even trying to find out why they're here on this earth. They're not even trying to find out the blessings that God have put inside of them to help their fellow man. It's not about you. It's about your fellow man, okay, and what you can do to make them have a better life. So if you're not doing that, just pause and think, why am I miserable? And I'm glad you asked that question, because you are miserable because you're not living on purpose. You're not living on purpose, so that's why nothing is going your way. I challenge you this week to find out the purpose and the mission while you are on this earth. I mean, I just went to a movie premiere with a guy I know. This is a must-see. This is a must-see. The film is called A Polished Soul. Let me tell you about the Michael Ray Anderson story. Mike was probably in his early teens or early 20s when he was facing the death penalty. He was facing the death penalty, and so his father, who was abusive to his mom, now let me tell you, how many of you know a prosecutor ain't going to be calling your parents in there to try to convince you to take two life sentences, okay? But that's what his dad did, even though he didn't have a positive relationship with his dad. So his dad convinced him to take 2 life sentences plus 80 years. And I think I've told you the story before. Well, Mike gets in prison, and that's when the Lord dealt with him. He knew even though he was pulling 2 life sentences, which was a good thing because the prosecutor ran the sentences concurrently, which means he pulled the two in one. But when he got into prison, God changed him. He knew at this time that he had a purpose. He knew he had a mission. And he knew that he was not going to die inside of a prison wall. So he started taking classes. He started, searching for that mission and that purpose while he was here on earth. And it just went like clockwork. It went like clockwork. I have never seen anybody pull 17 years on a double life, plus 80, okay? And once he got out, I'm telling you, it was a challenge when he got out, but he used to work at Dane's Chicken and Waffle, and guess what? This is what God will do when you show him you're willing to walk in your mission. So he was at work one day, and Oba, he's a executive producer out in L.A., called him because he heard of his story and told him, listen, you are a polished soul. You need to come to L.A. Mike couldn't believe it. He thought it was a joke. But he was obedient. He went to L.A., met Oba, and this is the results of going to L.A., meeting Oba. Now his movie is on the major screen. Now, trust me, Mike would have never thought that was going to happen in his life because he was just out in the street doing everything he was big enough to do. And he wasn't even thinking about why he was placed on this earth. But I tell you, in the premiere on Thursday night, I mean, this is a tearjerker, and you must see it. And if you have children, you need to let your children see this. Because, like I always say, there is an agenda for them. And if you can do anything to stop the mass incarceration or the pipeline to prison, this is the movie to sit down with your children. Because this man whole purpose and mission is life in life is to save his fellow man from going into the belly of the beast, what I call it. Because, I mean, once he got in prison, the things that he had to endure in prison, I mean, it's a kill or be killed situation. And who would want that for their child? But God made an effort and put in his heart to turn around and come out and bless his fellow men. And I tell you, it is something to see. You'll laugh, you'll cry, but in the end, you can see the transformation from a double murderer to an executive producer. And this is what my show is about. You don't have to stay where you started at. Because what God does is he do things from the beginning. He do things from the end, and take it all the way back to the beginning. So when you're placed on this earth, he already know what's going to happen. He already know how your life is going to play out. So he doesn't start from the beginning and go to the end. He comes from the end and go to the beginning. And so when God does that for your life, every one of us will become a polished soul. Everyone will become a polished soul because he know exactly why he put you on this earth. And who want to live miserable? You know, there's so many miserable people in this world, and they don't even know they're miserable. And that's the sad part of it. They're running around trying to figure out why things are not falling into place for them. And like I said, the simple key is you're not on your mission. You're not on your mission. And it's very, very easy to get on the mission. You just got to ask God to show you what he put you here to do. And I tell you, once you start on your mission, door after door after door will open for you. The right people will come into your space. You won't have to deal with too much negativism during this time of transition. But, you know, the devil is always busy. He'll try to throw something in there every once in a while. But you know that you are victorious. And nothing can stop what God has for your life. Regardless how many times people try to come in and turn you around, throw your focus off, what God has in your life is for you. And like I said, the second thing, all you got to do is step to him and he will meet you halfway. I'm telling you, it is just so awesome to know and live on your mission. It's on your mission. And it is smooth living. No more depression, no more tears. When you take the focus off of you and place it on someone else, that's when you know that you're walking in your mission. Okay? So ask God what your purpose and mission is on this earth. Start walking in it. Faith without works is dead. You can't find out what the mission is and not act upon it, because you're just going to stay in the same position. You have to change your mindset and put action behind what he tells you to do with your purpose and mission in this life. And I'm telling you, your life will never, never, never be the same. Once you find that mission, once you find it, you can't look back. You can't look back. You have to stay focused, move forward, take action. Those are the three nuggets for you. Take action, look forward, move forward, and find out what the mission is. You know, God always do things in threes. So those are the three nuggets I'm dropping on you tonight into not living a miserable life while you're passing through this earth. Because you're not going to stay here forever. So don't waste your time on negative people. Don't waste your time being in a negative situation. Just move forward. Pray and ask what the mission is and take action behind that mission. And I tell you, you will be one of the most happiest people on this earth, and you will have peace beyond any understanding of that word. But the key is getting towards positive people. Getting towards like-minded people, not hanging around people that don't want to have anything. They just trying to get close to you as a distraction. So God will give you the discernment to know how to determine whether this person is coming through your life to be a blessing or if they're coming through your life to be a curse. And that's the key. We're here to have blessings. We're not here to have curses in our life. Okay? I just wanted to come on tonight and drop those few nuggets on you and challenge you to do that this week. And like I said, your life is never, never, never going to be the same. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart Live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, leave me a voicemail on that feedback and let me know what you think of my show. Because like I said, I might pick you to be on my show. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars. It's a brand new business. Pray for that owner, Terry Ingram Sr. He's working it. He's has two businesses now up and running. And just pray for the young brother to have a blessing and do what God put him on this earth to do, because he's definitely on a mission. Also, don't forget to go to Linda Monroe and purchase my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. I'll send you a gift. It definitely will be a blessing to you. And if you can't read, I got it on audiobook for you as well. I will definitely read it for you. Okay? Again, be safe. Take that COVID vaccine. Be blessed. God loves you. I love you. And tune in this time next week. Same station, same time. All is well, and be blessed.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.